Don't go that
way. Okay, let's learn.
Safa
Ainam Sheres. Okay, case it says in the Mishnah. What was the case of the Mishnah? Where there was a dead body that was floating on the water. So what is the halacha? And now we have a doubt, did the person come in contact with the dead body? You're out of terms, I can see you in the mirror over here. Okay, so we learned yesterday that it's if there's a dead body floating in the water, yeah?
Yeah.
There's a dead body floating in the water. So what is the halacha? The halacha is it's called tumma yudua. And if we have a doubt, a suffix, did the person come in contact with the body, whatever it is, was he there? Then the halacha is he's soyser the ganz and the zeros. Can you hear me, Rabbi Shlomo Lehman? Can you hear us? You can hear us? Okay, because it's very noisy over here. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of my boots, that's Torah here in the basement. It's pink. So welcome to Torah.
So what did the Mishnah say? That if...
Tumi Yudua. A dead body floating on the water. Yeah. What about
what did he say? Kate said, you're right.
That was the Mishnah. We're not going to go to the Mishnah again. We said the whole hour on the Mishnah yesterday.
Oh, he gave some Mishnah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The Gemara just wants to compare this to the case of a Sheretz. Gemara says, Kate said, Sofa Einim Etamalinyin Sheretz. What happens? Same as Gemara says, Shiloh. What happens? That statement. What happens instead of a dead body being in the Mar, there's a Sheretz in the Ma'ara. There's a Sheretz.
So he doesn't come to Ma'ara?
That's Sofa Einim. Where do you have an example of this spink downstairs in the mikvah? There's a sheretz sofa pnei avayim.
So one second, it's not matama the person.
That's the sofik sofa downstairs in the mikvah. No, don't you have a sheretz sofa pnei avayim?
Nay.
Ask Ephraim Fruchtinger. Isn't there a sheretz in the mikvah downstairs that sofa pnei avayim?
Nay.
The frog.
One second. Sofa ain't matama in a sheretz.
Sofa.
No, but the gemara says it for avada. It's not matama.
Let's see. We learned in the Mishnah a mace.
Yeah, I understand.
We learned a dead body. Over here it says Safa.
Yeah, where is the Gemara taking it from? Safa Eimetam in
the
Sheretz.
It's a Gemara is making a statement. This the Amoraim I'm making. We're going with Inyan.
Safa
Tumat Safa. Let's say we have a sub. Did a person come in contact with an object of Tumat that's Safa? Okay, you have an object in a pool of water that's Safa. You have a Safa. Did you touch this object? When you went to the mikvah last, did you touch the sheretz that's Sof Al Pnei HaMayim in the mikvah downstairs?
Nay.
You know, he changed it. First it was a frog.
Okay.
Then he made it into the third machzor. You notice that? What is it now?
Okay, now...
It's a gilgal.
We're not learning.
It's a gilgal.
Nay, vayta, nay.
Sof, but it's ma'am shesugya.
Sofik Thomas.
So Sofa in the time of the Sheretz, Tanya, Sofik Thomas Sofa, Bain Bikalim, Bain Bikarka, Tohoira. What does that mean? Let's say it's a movable mikvah. In other words, not every mikvah. Let's say it's a movable. Let's see what he says in the Rashi. Oh, finally.
It has to be stationary. It's not allowed to be movable.
Finally shows up. Okay.
I'll be back in a second.
Oh, no. Now he's. Because there comes the Neufel.
What daf we got?
Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi.
While he's away, give me a quick...
We didn't do anything. We're talking about the Mikvah and Spink. Mikvah and Spink is a sheretz that's soft up in our mind. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it goes to show the last time you went to the Mikvah. Sofa, Einim Etam, Einim Etam, what? Yeah. Some hold that it's dangerous. You get hepatitis, go to a mikvah. The water is contaminated. Who knows what kind of disease you can get?
I don't know. I just, whatever.
In Spink, we have a very good filter. Ephraim Fruchtinger is very, he's a chemist. He comes every night to check the water. He puts in all these kalim and chemicals, the pH, and sometimes he changes the water. It's very good, and we have a very, very, very good filter. A very good filter. It's clean. You can come over here, Shlomi, you have nothing to worry about.
Let's go.
Watch out for the sheretz. There's a sheretz that's soft up in our mind. I'll show you. I'll send you a picture of it.
Nee.
There's no one in the mikvah.
Okay.
So we have a soft in the metabolin sheretz. Kaloyman.
How far down?
Four lines from the bottom of the page. We're up to the karka of the daf. The top of the page is the Shemayim and the bottom is the karka. Four lines from the bottom. Kaloyma. We start off tonight with a Kaloyma Rashi. We have a minute here that when we have a Kaloyma Rashi, we have a Sholim who responds as a Kiddush. When we have a Kaloyma Rashi. Fine. Kloimer, Afal Gav, the Tumas, when you make a bracha, I'm telling you, I feel the whole world is shaking.
You're learning Rashi now?
The Gan Siva, when you make a bracha like that, I mamish, I tzitta.
Where's the Rashi?
Four lines from the three lines from the bottom. Even though we just learned a few lot yesterday that there's a dead body, a human being that is floating upon a pool of water, and there's a sotik of a person made in contact with this body who was in this aura at the same time. We learned in the Mishnah that the person is Tomei. By the way,
yes.
Make it very clear over here that this is not so clear in the Gemara, that when we learned yesterday the Mishnah about the dead body that's soft, it is a sofik. When we talk about a tumi yedua, we don't mean that the person is, that it's the vadai, the mace was vadai there. A tumi yedua means that it's a mace that's floating. But did the person come in contact with that mace? In other words, was the mace present when the person went to immerse in this cave? That is still a suffix. And Rashi.
So it's a svek sveka.
No, what's svek sveka?
Even if he was, even if the mess was there.
No, there's an oil. It's an oil. It's an oil.
So what's the problem then?
No, nothing. Just to clarify, it's a suffix because you could be misled and think that when it says in the Mishnah, Tumma Yudua means that we know as the fact the dead body was there. No, that's not what it means.
Are we talking about Rishis Aran or Rishis Yodesh?
Oh, I'm sure Lulu is a very good kasha. Because Sofik Tumma Birishus, Ayachid is Tame, Sofik Tumma Rishis Aran is Tar. He isn't a very good kasha, so why Taka don't we say
Shis Arabim, if it's an oil, it's not Matame?
Soita, that's the next Masechta. So you, by the way, have just opened up an incredible Yisoid, and that is why are they connected? Why are Masechtos connected in the order they're connected? I told you this Yisoid many, many times. You have over 100 answers, the Prokim and this and this. If you learn the Gemara, the last halacha, the last sugya in Shas, is usually is the reason why the next Masechta was chosen. So I'm sure you just pointed out an incredible observation. There are only two daf left to Masechta Nazir, and the last sugya in Masechta Nazir is a Safek Tumah.
It's
Safek Tumah, and he just opened up a whole.
So that means next week when it's starting.
This is when you deal with the real Talmud Chacham. The real Talmud Chacham knows how to touch. Hit all the chords.
Well, by the way, what did Mishrolim say again?
There's a halach, a suffix term of Rishus Yochid is Tameh.
Nay.
A suffix term of Rishus Rabbim is Tar. So this Ma'ora, is it a Rishus Yochid?
That's across the board?
Yes. How do you know that? You know that from Saita. So why is Masechta?
How do we know that from Saita?
Because the Saita was in a Rishus Yochid.
Right.
And the Tar is the Nit Ma'ah.
Right.
Nit Ma'ah, she's Timea.
She had yichud with this man.
And because she had yichud with this man, the Torah declares her Tameya. She is also Labala.
Right.
Because
although we don't know for sure.
Exactly.
We'll never know. They don't know what happened inside.
It's a Sofik Birishus Sayachid.
Right.
And what is the halacha? Tomei.
And I'm sure Sarabim.
So we're Medaik. The whole sugya of the he nistra of the he nitma'ah.
It's only
the implications
in
that
private domain.
It was not nistra, then it's tar. So I'm sure Levin Imamish, he hit the nail on
and
the head, bullseye.
And that applies as well as when it comes to Tumas Mace, also the same thing?
Yes, that's the Makar.
I didn't know that.
So therefore, it's an amazing Yisrael that since Masechta Nazir, the very last sugya, deals with the Sofik Tumas Birishus HaYochid, or Birishus HaRabim.
That's the connection.
Part of the connection. And then the next Zemelo, when
they
play from Masechta. What are we going to learn now?
And you learn that from Saita.
Oh! Once we're ready, Arangiton in the sugya of Sofik Tumma Rishus HaYochid, let's learn Masechta Saita. Okay, this goes to prove the point. This theory is ironclad. That the Seder of the Masechtas are arranged by the sugyos of the Masechta.
Nay.
The last sugya is the lead into the next Masechta. You'll know this very carefully, you'll notice all this to be true. So here's a Mordechai Kasha.
Nay.
We then went into a Ma'ara. Ma'ara L'cha'ora is a Rishus HaYochid.
Correct.
So the Mela, it's a Sofik, it should be Tommy in every single situation.
Forgive me, what do you define Rishus HaYochid? Rishus HaYochid means it belongs to somebody.
Rishus HaYochid is like
Rishus HaYochid means like
it means privacy. You're saying very, very good. Rishus HaYochid does not mean Hilcha Shabbos, because Hilcha Shabbos, if you put up four poles,
right.
Even if you want to be Machna like Rishus HaRambam and have it Oymed Merubah Min HaParetz, but 49% is completely open. There's no din soita in the case of if you want to make an eruv and you put up four poles and you, will you build? Let's say you build like Rambam. Rambam holds that you can't make an eruv unless it's oymed meruba. So you have four.
Oymed meruba meaning
most of the enclosure is walls. It's not. It's tzuris haPesach is not sufficient. What?
I'm in the room.
So,
according to the Rambam, it's not a source, but it has to be the last size.
It's a chumah. It has to be
you
cannot
wall?
Make an eruv unless the majority of the enclosure is walls, real walls, not a source of Pesach. Today, the Olam Israeli make, they put up four in the country. They put up the whole, they enclose the bungalow colony with a source of Pesach, with poles. And they put a string on top.
Right.
You have four walls, and all four walls are Tzuris HaPesach.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So the Mechaber says you can't do that. The Mechaber says you can't do that. At the end, it's
actually goes on. According to the Rambam,
yeah.
Manhattan is an island.
No, so a lot of the water? They claim that, and even in Flatbush, they even claim in Flatbush that it's Oymed Meruba. When you have all the houses, they have a whole calculation.
You can be Mitzarev as a Choyma? As a...
No, so you have to have a Tzuris HaPesach, but if you have, Oymed Meruba, the Rambam holds you need Oymed Meruba.
I mean, most of it has to be from...
It's a chumrah. You don't pass in the halacha, but it's a very big chumrah, and it's a very good tzach to do. I know that in Lakewood, where my brother lives, so they had an Eruv. They had an Eruv around the entire development, and it was very, very close to Oymed Meruba. It was like, let's say 45% was Oymed, and 55% was Tzuris HaPesach. So they paid money to go build a wall along to extend the wall, so it should be 51% oymeid. So the eruv in the development should be lechatchila. Shouldn't be only b'di'evet.
I mean, even according to the Rambam, although
maybe.
But you said that shita's Rambam is a das yachid.
It's not das yachid. The oylam is very much the
other rishayim, the whole like
the
Rambam, the
b'nei Torah are very makbid on this. They're very makbid that when you make an eruv, you should strive to have oymeid meruba. It's not a das yochid. The oilam is very into this. They're very into this. Even the Flatbush Eruv, they so to speak claim that it's oymed meruba. I don't know.
Where do you have oymed meruba in Flatbush?
Because they use streets. They use the streets.
Streets?
Yeah. The,
but it's open. It's full. I don't understand.
The houses. There are houses.
Houses could be considered a...
Yeah. Along the edge. Along the place. I don't know these laws. I don't know the halachas. I don't know how they do this. But it is a very interesting yisoid of having oymed. This is not our sugi now. Even though today's daf discusses kluta kamishul chun chadamia, okay, we're getting to that now, but we're not up to that yet. We have to first get there. Maybe we should learn a few learnings over here.
Okay.
So Rashi over here says. Rashi over here says that I don't know. So Sholim is a very good kasha. Why? What's the style of it? This is a suffik tuma berushus ayachid should be coming no matter what. I don't know the answer. We have to wait and see. Vaita though. Over here it says
here doesn't mean it wants to say, it means a closed area.
A closed area. In the laws of Tumah, the character of Rosh Hashanah Yochid is Nishta Zelba of Hilcha Shabbos. Hailuchud the Hailuchud. The terminology of Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah by Saita is Nishta Zelba Din of Rosh Hashanah Yochid when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos. Okay? All halachs, all things like that. Every Masechta, it has its own turf, its own domain.
Okay, weiter.
There's no mishing. It's like Pesach.
Nee.
You don't mishloch on
Pesach. Nee, weiter.
Fine.
So,
Kolomer, Avagav, the Tumas, the Mesa, 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 the Mesa,
the Mesa, the Mesa, the Mesa, the Mesa,
That's not
have to be Maga.
Oh, so look at the Ozayin. I have here an Ozayin in my Gemara.
One second, Ozayin. I have Dalin.
Maga Miyusa. It says it's taken out. It's
Nimchak.
Take it out. Because you have Nimchak? I have Nimchak?
Yeah, I have Nimchak.
I have here, it says Miyusa. Murdik. Same Oizlachadar?
Yeah.
Okay, so Enechlam, you see... You
because the Tumas Ozayin doesn't have to be Maga.
Doesn't miss a beat. When he was in the sugya, look at him. I never learned with someone my whole life. He doesn't miss a bibarach.
Vaita.
I know it's very good shmak. Even though he asks a lot of questions and he holds us.
Next.
Kedai.
Kedai.
Kedai. He mamish. He gives you chias. He doesn't let you get away with the kutsu shal yud.
Nene Avram. Kedai.
Take out that word.
Yeah.
Insharet. a sheretz, there's no sofet. If there's a sheretz sofet, we give it a pass.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. I apologize if I said something that nice. I was just joking. Chas v'shalom. I love you. Just joking. Shim shorat sof al pnei ha'mayim, sofik nogah.
I don't know what I'm talking about sofik.
If there was a sheretz, there was sof al pnei ha'mayim, sofik nogah, sofik loy nogah, sofik loy nogah. Okay, so he's coming to point out that our Mishnah we learned yesterday for 1 hour, 1 hour, I haven't even on tape, for 1 hour, is only discussing
but forget me
a
again.
Dead body.
But forget me, what's the dead clown in the sheretz, a dead sheretz in the oil?
No, the, no, 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 no,
that's
no,
only about, that's,
no,
that's only about right, Magas. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Only about Magas, only about Magas. So therefore, Savik Tar. The Tanya, like in the Braisa.
Tanya and Savik Tar.
Savik Tar Matsafa.
You're going back to the Gemara.
The Tanya, they're going to the Rashi. Reading the Rashi now.
Yeah.
Rashi quotes the Braisa. Savik Tar Matsafa. Tanya, Savik Tar Matsafa. Kloima. Nocha Kloima. Number two for tonight. Number two.
Tumatsafa.
Tumatsafa. Who Savik is Nagabo Imloy Nagabo?
Sheretz, yeah.
Bain Sheetsafa Bamayim Shabi Kalim. Bain Bamayim Shabi Karka Tahira. Whether the Sheretz is floating in a utensil, it's not a mikvah. It's not a mikvah. Mikvah, by definition, has to be mechubal karka. So kela means you have a pot, mm-hmm. and there's a sheretz that's floating in the pot. And you put your hand into the pot. You do not make it touch it. Whether it's floating on a mikvah, what is going on over here?
Nay.
Activity over here. What is going on over here?
Nay.
Fine. So again, bein b'mishum the halacha is.
Nay.
It's tar. Halacha is
tar.
Halacha. Oh, frying frucht in this here. We're talking about you. Nay. We're learning the sugya.
Nee.
Learning the sugya of sheret sof al pnei hamayim. Does he want to have a dogma of sheret sof al pnei hamayim?
Nay.
Fine.
Netanya, sofik
sofik tumot sofik be mikelim be mikarka tohoira. Rabbi Yishimonai me bekelim tameya. You know what he says over here? Bekelim tameya. You have a pot. A pot, and in the pot there's a dead sheretz, and you put your hand into the pot, and you have a savik. Did you touch the sheretz or not?
Nee.
He holds tameya, bikarka tohira. What's the reason for all this? We're I have
about,
no idea.
Of course, we're talking about if it's a savik. He savik. Argues, yeah, yeah.
Now the Gemara says, my, what's the chilik sedition between the kelim and my timer? What's the reason? Amar Yitzchak.
What's the reason of Rav Shimon? Or,
yeah, what's the reason why, when it comes to the second man of Yemen, why is there a chilik sedition between...
He distinguishes between Kalim and a mikvah.
My time, no, not yet. Tanakam, sorry. My time, Tanakam, that there's no chilik. Tanakam says there's no chilik. Amram Yitzchak. This is the same Rabbi Yitzchak in the first Rashi in Chumash. Why did the Torah begin with Achoydesh Zolachim
Meshkodashim?
Rabbi Yitzchak. Barvdumi, maybe not. Barvdumi. Ksivit says, and Chorit's not. Barvdumi, Ksivit says, here's the pasuk. We have two psukim. We have a contradiction, and we have to reconcile the contradiction. Tanya, Ksivit says, B'chol HaSheretz HaSheretz. Shtei in the Torah HaKidosha. What does it say, Shlomi? B'chol HaSheretz, you touch a sheretz that sheretz.
Call, this is in Shmini, right?
Yes. Yeah. Is it in Shmini? Is that where it is? Could be.
Call, yeah, it's in Shmini.
Because sheretz if a person makes contact with a sheretz, that is sheretz. It doesn't differentiate between a sheretz that sheretz in a kli, in a kelim, or it sheretz al hamayim. Yeah. There's no chilik where it sheretz. No matter where it sheretz, the person comes in contact, he's tamei. Nechol sheretz sheretz kol makim shu sheretz. Period. Oh, but there's another pasuk that says "Oksiv al ha'oretz," which is mashma. Only tamei you become tamei if it touches the ground.
Yeah.
Hoketzad vaday. So we have a contradiction. One pasuk it's mashma. You only tamei if the sheretz is sheretz al ha'oretz. Another pasuk is mashma b'chol mokum shusheretz. How do we reconcile this contradiction? The answer is when it says "My okay," it said vaday magoy tamei. Sofik magoy tar. In other words, the pasuk that says the al ha'aretz, the pasuk that says al ha'aretz is coming to teach you even if it's a sofik. When it says kol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz, But let's see how Rashi explains. So, okay, look at Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Rashi over top of the page. Top Rashi. The mashma b'chol makom shoyer it's tamei. I feel it's soft, even it's floats. Oh, chesiv to the pasuk al aretz. The mashma the bein shein mu nachal aretz.
When he's saying I feel even when it floats, I mean as opposed to not only if it's on the ground, even if it floats floating, in water.
Correct.
The kalem or a mikvah.
Right. Okay. Oh, but it doesn't. But chesiv to the pasuk al aretz. It's al aretz on the earth. The mashma the bein shein mu nachal aretz floats soft.
Okay.
So vaday naga b'tuma b'chol makom shubin b'maymei mekarka tamei. It makes no difference. When it says in the pasuk b'chol asheretz asholetz, that's where it's a vaday. A vadai. If you definitely touch the sheretz, it doesn't make a difference if the sheretz is floating in water, the sheretz is on the ground, you become tamei. Hasafik noga.
Oh, I see.
I do not know. Then we apply the other pasuk. Kigoyin la'achar shenim sotsof al pnei amayim. Harei zetar. Bein shenim sotsof b'mayim shebekelim. Oy b'mayim shebekarka. The safik maga. If it's a suffix magot, saf lo'olam tar. So when it says in the pasuk, that says ala oretz, so how does it enter the kasha? How does it enter the kasha? Nachmola. Betumas, let's say vaday naga betumah b'chol makom shud bein.
Then it doesn't make a difference between
tamei.
If it's in a may b'kelim or in a mikvah or b'karka.
When it says b'chol asheretz hashoreitz, that means when you touch it for sure. When you touched it for sure, your vaday tam. It doesn't make a difference where it is. But when it's but the other pasuk that says al ha'oreitz, how does that answer the question? Hasafik noga kigoin la'achar shenimset sof al pnei ha'mayim harei zetar. So I guess what it means is that when it says in the pasuk al ha'oreitz. When it's al ha'aretz yevadai tamei, it's not even addressing if it's a suffix or not. That's what's strange about this. If the sheretz is al ha'aretz, no, it's a sheretz. The implication is that if the sheretz is not al ha'aretz, but the sheretz is al pnei ha'mayim,
as
tahar,
a suffix,
you're tahar. Why would you be tahar? Because it's a suffix if you touched it. So
yeah.
The pasuk says if the sheretz is al ha'aretz, you're tamei. Gesundheit. But there's a diak. The diak is, but let's say the sheretz is not al pnei aretz, but the sheretz is al pnei hamayim, then you're tohar.
We don't know for sure.
Why would you be tohar?
No, we see it floating. It could have been v'shah.
So if you mamish touched it, it's al pnei hamayim, that's the other pasuk. The pasuk says,
Even al pnei hamayim.
So how then we will apply a hecha timsa where if the sheretz is al pnei hamayim, you're tohar. It's where you have a sofek if you touched it.
Right.
Then you're going to be tohar.
How is it interesting? How do you dash from ala oretz?
Ala oretz, when you vadai touch it, you're right, it's a drasha. This is the nature of a drasha. It's a little bit strange. We have two psukim. One pasuk says, called mechol asheretz asheretz. That pasuk is going to be applied to when you make physical contact with the sheretz.
It doesn't make any difference where it is. Yeah.
Now, there's another pasuk that says if there's a sheretz ala aretz and you touch it, you tamei. Now, the implication though is if the sheretz would be tzof al pnei hamayim, you would be tar. What do you mean you would be tar? We just learned before, b'chol asheretz asheretz, that if you touch it, when the sheretz asheretz, you tamei. So we're going to make an idea. When we have a diyuk that when it's going to be tzaf al pnei hamayim, you're going to be tar, the hechetimtza, being tahar, is where it's a suffix.
Yeah.
It's a drasha.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's this. We only came to that to learn this. Beautiful drasha, you never forget this. Drasha is a steer in the pasuk. Parasha Shmini is coming up.
Yeah.
Why is it called Parasha Shmini? Because you lain it 8 times. This year we're going to lain Shmini 8 times. You know that? 8 times Shmini this year.
Yeah.
When's the last day of Pesach?
Thursday.
So maybe we're not going to lain it 8 times. How many times are we going to lain it? We're going to lain it this Shabbos. Shabbos Mincha. We're going to lain it on Monday. And then we're going to lain it Shabbos Mincha again. And then we're going to lain it... That's it. Only 3 times. That's it. 3 times. It's not a good year. It has to come out another type of year. It comes out as a year when it can come out when you can lay in Shmini 8 times. You lay in Mamish 8 times. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. And then you lay in again the next Shabbos. And then you lay in Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos and the following Shabbos. No, we lay in 4 times this year. We lay in this year 4 times. We lay in it this Shabbos. We're on Monday.
No, this Shabbos is Sav.
Shabbos Mincha.
Shabbos Mincha.
Then we're on Monday. And then we're going to lay in it. Then we're going to lay in it. Shabbos Mincha. Shabbos Chalamayit. Shabbos Mincha. That's
who says? You sure?
Well, we lay a lot of times.
Shabbos Chalamayit? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going to lay in it on Shabbos itself.
Shabbos itself.
Shabbos itself.
Four times. Shabbos Chalamayit Tak, we lay in you're right.
Shmini. So this year we're going to lay in it four times. But some years you can end up laying it eight times. That's why it's called Vayehi Vayem HaShmini. You can lay it eight times. You never heard that before, Shlomo?
I don't remember. I think you said it last time.
No, I didn't.
Nay. Next.
Vaita. So this parashat Shmini, you have this Merdik and Yisod, there's a Stira. Sheretz HaShoretz and Al Oretz. Sheretz HaShoretz is Maga, Vadai. The Dig of Al Oretz, Yitame, but it's Alamayim, you're going to be Tar. Where are we going to Zet sign the Hechetimsa, where it's Alamayim, you're going to be Tahar? Where are we going to Zet sign? We're going to Zet sign Tahar when it's a Safek. Good? Are you satisfied? You satisfied with this? Good. Vayit, the next piece of Gemara.
Forgive me, if it's Al Haaretz and it's a Safek.
No, it's a Vadai. That's part of the nuance of the Drasha. Al Haaretz is Vadai Tameh. When you touch it, Bevadai.
You know what I was thinking?
But the
Diyak
is.
Maybe the second time when it says Al Haaretz, it's saying, but a Safek is only Dafka Al Haaretz. But if it's a Yam.
No, I don't want to say that. According to Rabbi Yitzchak.
Then it's Tar.
That's a different, maybe it's another, that's a maybe Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, Sheretz HaSheretz is Vadai. When you touch it, no matter where. It says Al Haaretz Oichet Vadai. But the fact that it says Al Haaretz allows us to make a drasha that Al Haaretz is Tar. What are you talking about? If you're starting off and you tell me Al Haaretz, so how could it be Tahar? So we have to twist it. It's a drasha. We have to come up with a hechetimsa where Lamayim it's not going to be Tahar. You can't go tell me Al Haaretz it's going to tell when you touch it Vadai, because it's Asheretz Asheretz, it's going to be Vadai. It has to be hechetimsa where it's a Safek.
That's what the Al Haaretz comes to tell us. When it's a Safek, then it's Tahar.
Correct.
Regardless where it is, whether it's in the Mikvah or a Kalim.
No, Rabbi Alamayim.
According to Tanakama.
According
to Tanakama, it doesn't make a difference.
We come to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says he differentiates.
But in Mikvah, it's still Tameh.
He differentiates between Karga, a Safek, but Karga is Tameh. A Safek and Kalim is Tar.
So we explain
Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Shimon, I'm Ula. Sivit says, Ach Mayon.
He's explaining Rabbi Shimon.
Right? We have another drasha. We have the pasuk Ach Mayon. Is he here tonight? I gotta talk to him.
Mayon means spring water.
Pinkus is here tonight? Ach Mayon, yeah. So Ach Mayon. What's a Mayon? A spring, right? A Mayon. Sivit says, Yitma. We have a stira. We have two psukim. One pasuk says a mayan, only in a mayan. A mayan is karka.
In bar mikvah mayan.
And it says, it says yitma haketzad tsafa bekelim tame bekarka tar. Let's see Rashi.
Okay, so Rashi dina maskil.
Look at the here. Look at Rashi. Rashi over here says ach mayan, ach
mayan. No, one second, just the opposite.
Let's see Rashi. Rashi will explain. Look at the Rashi.
No, I'm sorry.
Rabbi Shimon says that Bekalim is Tar, Safik, and Karka is Tame. Right?
No, just opposite. Karka is Tar, and Bekalim is Tame. Yeah.
Rabbi Shimon says Bekalim Taneya. Wow, you mamash, this guy doesn't speak.
No, because I thought it was a Nei.
This guy's like a Boris.
Says Rashi. Nei.
Ach Mayon. Ubar mikvah, ach mayim, ubar mikvah mayim yetar. So what is it? Ach al mayim, ubar mikvah mayim yetar. The mashma, the tzafa bekarko tar. Because it says, nachmo, ach a mayim, ubar mikvah mayim. A mayim is a fountain, and a bar mikveh, a bar that's a collection of two different types of ritual purification. You can be toivel in a mikveh mayim. That is what we have today in our community. We go into a mikveh mayim. But there's another type of ritual immersion where you go into a mayon. A mayon. A mayon does not need to be stationary. A mayon can be in motion. Right? That's why the filter. Well, Shiloh, if you go into the mikveh, when the filter is on, you're not yoytze.
Not according to that. It's a chumrah.
Our filters are good filters. Because there are different types of filters.
What's the problem with the filter?
It's not mikveh. It's not a collection of water. It's like a mayan.
You mean, while the filter is on, what's happening? It's moving around.
It's moving around and going from room to room. It's going out of
the room. So why this filter is good?
I don't know why. I don't know why this filter is good.
Rav Shmidman says halachically, yeah.
I don't know. There are different. It seems that there are different types of filters that are used in commercial mikvahs. and some of them are halachically better than others. L'chatchila, all of them should be off. Frayim Fruchtaler investigated, and he said the filter that Rav Shmuel has is okay.
The water doesn't move around.
It does move around, but even though it moves around, I don't know anything about this. I don't know. I can't comment what I don't know. There are different, but it does seem that there are different types of filters that are used in the different mikvahs in the community, and some of them are more problematic than others. Okay, so therefore, ach ma'im ubor mikveh ma'im yet tohar the mashma the tzofah b'karka the Rashi. So this pasuk is mashma. The tzofah b'karka. Why is it mashma? How is it mashma? I have no idea why is it mashma. What does Ois Tes say? Ois Tes, the start of my Gemara. What does he say over here? Ois Tes, yesh lo hoisif b'mayim shebekarka. All right, chlesnish. I'm not sure what it means. The other part.
Where do you say that if it's a suffix?
Let's see the next Rashi. The next Rashi says, Chassidus says, yitma, it's tame. We have two psukim. Okay, one pasuk. Let's not get bogged down because I don't know. It'll take forever. We have two psukim. One pasuk is mashma. A diuk is that there are hechatimsus. Is that the mayim that the mayim shabakarka is tohar, and the other pasuk says that it's tame. Okay, it's that. To make a compromise between these two psukim, we're going to say that when it says yitma, the word yitma is said not in the context of a. Of karaka, it said yitma justam yitma. Yeah, yitma is when you have a sofik. If you touch the sheretz, that's sofa in a kalim, in a utensil. And the pasuk that says tameh is going where you have a sofik. If you touch the sheretz, that's sofa al pnei mayim bekaraka.
No, just the opposite.
No, you told me karaka. What you told me karaka is
tameh.
Karaka. No, you told me karaka is tameh. You tell me karka's tohar. Look at the last line.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Karka's tohar.
Correct.
When you have a suffix be karka's tohar and a suffix be kalim is tohar.
So how would you touch up this puzzle?
So let's look at the whole pasuk inside. Maybe get more clarity. It says, on the side, ach mayon, a mayon, a fountain. Ubor a pit that has a collection of mikveh mayim. Yihye tohar. Vinoigea binivlosam yitma. But someone touches.
Pashup shot means how do you become tar by toiveling
in a mayon. How you become toivel? You become toivel by you become tar by being toivel in a mayon and a bar mikveh mayim.
When? But the government of Vlosam yitma when he comes to contact.
It's a drush. This it appears over here the Gemara here is making a drusha. The Pshudah Shal Mikra is telling you that if you go into a mayon or mikveh mayim, you become tahar. And if you touch a nevela, you become tameh. Now, it seems that these words are superfluous. Superfluous. As in extra. And because you can construct this pasuk that the way you mitar yourself is by going into a mikveh, a mayon or a mikveh mayim. And if you don't go into a mayon or mikveh mayim, and you touch a sheretz, it's giving you, the other pasuk that tells you that you're tameh. So the Gemara over here, I don't know the nuances of this drasha. These two words are superfluous. I'm going to make a drasha. And it's a drasha. You have to appreciate a drasha. A drasha is totally out of context. Is that we're dealing here, for the purpose of the drasha, with a person who has a suffix. Did he touch a sheretz? So the pasuk over here is saying this. If the suffix was noilad in a mayon or a mikveh mayim, in other words, it's sofa al pnei hamayim, then the suffix is tar. But if the suffix was noilad, where you put your hand into a pot in a kli mole mayim and the sheretz itself pnei mayim, then we apply the word tamei. Okay, more than that I do not know, and the Rashi is not explaining more than that in the drasha. It's a drasha.
What about Tosfos?
We have two extra words, and the first word is written in the context of a karka, and the second word is written standalone. Not discussing karka. The way we're going to reconcile these two different words is discuss the case of a suffix. If a person has a doubt if he made contact with the sheretz, and it's sof al pnei hamayim, so if it's going to be sof al pnei hamayim, like in a mayim that is similar to the type of a mayim or a mikveh mayim, which is called karka, then yihye tohar.
Look what Tosfos says.
Tosfos, let's see.
The Tosfos says, I don't understand.
Ach mayinu bar mikveh mayim yihye tohar, chsiv yitma, ado erev, chokei tzad, bekelim tameh, the davka dumya d'mayon, like we said, we really explained this. Only when the mayon, when the suffix is noilad in a body of water that is similar to a mayon or a mikveh mayim, Dumyo de Mayon Ubor She Mayim Sha'al Gabe Karko.
Which is Dumyo? The Kalem?
This our Suffolk that we have at hand.
Okay.
We have a Suffolk. There is a Sheretz that is floating in the water.
Yeah.
And you immerse in this body of water, and you have a doubt: did you come in contact with the sheretz? So, if the body of water is similar to a mayon or is similar to a mikveh mayim, which is karka,
right,
then we apply the word of the pasuk of yitar tahar.
Right.
But if the body of water where the sheretz is floating and you have a suffix if you came in contact with is similar, is not. Like that.
So you tell me Toysis is going on the first paragraph, the first line.
Saying the exact same thing that we just said. He's going on the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Toysis is going on Rabbi Shimon. He's coming to explain.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
He's basically saying the same exact thing as Rashi.
Okay,
so that's the Gemara. So far, what have we learned tonight? We've learned tonight over here we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Shimon. A machloikis with regard to Esheret. We are moving away from the sugya. Our sugya discussed a dead body, a mace. And we come along now and we say the laws of Shrotzim are nish de zelba, not the same as a dead body. And we're not really not clear. It's machloik, it's between Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, if there is a sheretz that sofa al pnei hamayim, it makes no difference whether it is karka or kalim. Tahar. In all circumstances, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Abar Abdumi is lenient.
Yeah.
You want him on your team. You make a jury. He's on your team. He's lenient. A Safik is tahar. Rabbi Shimon.
Yeah.
Rashbi. It's machmir. He came out of the cave.
So Ula explained Rabbi Shimon
to dust.
From this pasuk.
So what's the lumdis? So we learned the lumdis of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdumi, but he says we have two psukim. One pasuk b'chol asheretz asheretz, another pasuk says ala oretz, and we made a beautiful drasha to conclude that if it's sof vadai tomei sofek, it doesn't make a difference whether it's sof
akarka.
According to Rabbi Shimon, he says, no, there's a chilik division between tzof, sheretz, alakli, alakarka. Alakarka, it is tohar. Alakli, it is tamei. A naya drasha. A bazunda de drasha. A whole different drasha. There are two, there's a pasuk that talks about a mayun, a mikveh mayim, yigiyeh, tohar. But if you touch the nevela, yitma. This whole pasuk, l'chor, is extra. And we're making a drasha. You can't ask a kash on a drasha. Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. It says the word yitar. And it's tahar, and it says the word tameh. So the drash is we're going to superimpose upon this pasuk a hechatimsa of sofik. A person put his hand into a body of water, and there was a dead sheretz, and there's a doubt if he made contact. So we're going to say, if the body of water is like a mayan and a mikveh mayim, then we apply the word tahar, which means it's sof al pnei karka.
Yeah.
But if the water is not dumya de mayon or mikveh mayim, but rather it's a kli, the mayim is in a pot and there's a dead sheretz in the pot and you put your hand into the pot and you do not know that you make handle with that sheretz, then we apply b'chol nivlasam yitma. Okay?
Yeah.
That's a chazara of what we learned tonight. Now we go vayta. Now we go new gemara. And now you sugya mitin udin and unfan mitin udin the sugya. Turn abonan. All the Yiddish that I know was taught to me by our Rashid Rabbi Sholim Shlita.
Tan Rabbanan.
Favuja followed Allah mentioned Uni with me.
Nay, Tan Rabbanan.
Tan Rabban, what? Uni with me.
Nay, Tan Rabbanan.
Weite. Tan Rabbanan. Kol Hanitolin Vahanig Hanigrodin Sveikon Tame. Anything that is nitol and is dragged, sveik on time, b'nei shahim ki munochin, they're munochin. What does that mean? Rashi. Kol nitolin. Bein tumas sheretz, bein tumas nevela, uvashaz zichilosan, oi girirosan, sofik noga b'chaim odam v'kelem. There's a murder gemara. Tumah, it's called tumah in motion. It sounds like a movie. Tumah in motion. You ever hear this sugya before? It's an incredible sugya. If a dover tame is in motion, does it have the koyach to be metame? L'chora, the whole mahos of k'tuma is stagnant. It's a marshal for life. A yid has to be growing. You have to be in motion. You have to be moving in life. You have to be moving in life. If a person is in motion, there's no tumah. You're growing. When does tumah sink in? When you're stationary, when you come to rest.
So he's saying if it's moving, it's as if it's not
Kol
moving.
Kol hanitot, any object that under ordinary circumstances, like a sheretz or a nevela, if kol hanitol lin v'hanigdorin, nitol means, and in this case, if it's nitol means, nitol means it was lifted. Nitol is a fancy word of being that it is in motion. Nitol means it's moving. It's moving. Nitol. Maybe this is the bekar not to learn Torah. Nitol nacht. Kol hanitalin v'hanigrarin.
It's moving by him?
No, by anyone. Anyone. It's in a body of water. A body of water, and a current of water has caused it to be nitol. Has caused it to move.
And nigrari means?
To be dragged. Same thing. Someone is pulling it.
So ben tumah sharei zman tumah
zman. Sveikan, and you have a suffix. Did I make contact with an object in motion? Sof sveikan is tameh. Why? Bibnei shen kimu nochin. Because we don't care. If something is in motion, as far as we are concerned, it's as if it is stationary. Let's see Rashi for clarification. Kol hani tolem anu yorim. Bein tumah, bein tumah sheretz, bein tumah snevela. Ubishaz zichilosan, at a time when it's zichilosan.
Okay. When it's running,
when it's in motion, oy giri rasan,
schlepping,
sofik noga bochem adam v'keilim. It's a sofik of a man or a utensil touched it. Seikon tame, shekol hanigror v'hanitol, kimoy shehin munachim dami. We don't care. V'avi seikon tomo bereshos hayochin. Oh, you see, this is where our Rashiva came in. He told us the sugya of sofik tomo bereshos hayochin. You see, we're getting close to soita. We're getting close to soita now. This is sofik tomo bereshos hayochin. This seikon tame. Digamina misoita. You see that soita. The seba v'nistra shed yichud v'hi nitma. We have a suffix. Was she mizane? Was she not mizane? It's a suffix. Where was the suffix take place? In private. In private, v'nitma. Aval, imha yu nizrakin. Let's say they were in motion. Nizrakin. Dibashaz rikas and suffix naga muhammad v'kelim.
It was thrown?
On air. Ah, so here's the answer. When it says nitalin, nigrada means it's been dragged on the ground. Something that is in motion but is attached to the ground in motion, and you have a doubt if you made contact with it, you have to go l'chum or you have a hole, it's tummy. But if it's being thrown in the air, it's not touching the earth. It's an avatuma. It doesn't matter. When it's in the air, flying in the air, Savik Naga Bohem, Adam Kalim, Savik Loy Naga, Sveko Tohar. Pilei ploim. Deloy amrina and kluta kimishun chadami. Oh, Masechta Shabbos. Kluta means kluta. Kluta means it's flying. Kluta. Every second. Kluta means it's in motion. Shahil Chashabbos. If you throw something more than over a Rishus HaYochid, do you say that when it's in the airspace, it's as if it's landed in the Rishus HaYochid?
Yeah.
So we say, Kluta, we do say, so that is in motion, when it comes to the laws of Shabbos, when it's flying in the air, we look at it as if it's resting in that Rishus. But we don't say that when it comes to Tumah. Elo, Kitumat Safa Damyu, Vesekai Tar. Okay, so over here, the Gemara has opened up for us the Yesoid. The sort of this whole sugya of tsof al pnei hamayim, and that is tsof al pnei hamayim. This is the whole issue of kalim versus karka. When it's tsof al pnei hamayim on karka, it's ki'ilu, it's mechuber to the karka. Mayim is thick earth, so memela, even though it's in motion, it's as if it's on the earth. And anything that's nigrar ala karka, it's ki'ilu, it's munach ala karka. And then we come back to the basic principle of Rabbi Sholimin, it's safik tumah bereshos hayochid is tamei. When do we have a hecha timso where we can be makel? Is where it's in a kli. Because when an object is floating upon water and the water is contained in a utensil and the utensil is not mechuber l'karka, we can make it equivalent to a kazayis of a sheretz.
You're explaining Rav Shimon now.
Right, it's in the airspace. That's in the airspace. Mm-hmm. In the airspace. Okay, so there's a special halacha l'moshe m'sinai that there's no such tumah of a sheretz or a nevela when it's flying. When it's flying through the air, it's weak. The koyach of tumah of an object that be'etzem is an ava tumah, when it's in motion in the air, then there's no a sophic tumah is tall. But the zel bezach, if it's in motion on the ground, someone is dragging it on the ground, or it's floating upon water, because water is called the ground, then it doesn't make a difference. It's ki'ilu, it's munach b'karka. Okay, it's a munach b'karka. A special din in tumah.
That's it.
That's not a sheretz. A kazayis ben ames is the end of the sugya. Kazayis ben ames back in the Rashi. Back to the Gemara. Fine. A kazayis is flying in the air. We'll see Rashi. The hamal al pnei tumah. If you're flying, let's say you are in an airplane and you're going over a kever. V'chol davar shemitame milamala kil. V'chol davar shemitame milamala kilamata.
V'chol davar shemitame milamala kilamata. What do you mean?
Anything lav dafka meis. Anything shemitame milamala kilamata. Like asuya. What does that mean? A zov zova. Then. Even when it's in motion, it's metame. Rashi, to explain all these things. Rashi, is in chutz, mikazayis, menameis, namal, alpenei, atum, mishum, metame, bimal, mamat, lasu, zov, zov, kloimar. This is the third kloimar tonight.
Chutz.
Kloimar. Chutz, mikazayis, menameis, shizorek al gabi odom. Oitaharis. Okay? Ubein, shizorek, or... If you throw a kazayis, menameis in the air. So... Whatever. Now there's a.
What is that? Are you talking about a person or even a sheriff?
No. Only a human being. Only human being.
Okay. Yeah.
The other thing that's part of the sheriff's part of them is Nitolin. We discussed that third kazayis possum and amaze.
Yeah.
So then there's a suffix. If it made contact with something when it was in motion, you machmir. Because the laws of Tumas Mace of an Adam are different than the Dunavis Kulim.
It's thrown Agav Adam?
Yes.
What do you mean Agav Adam?
On top of a person. Shizork Agabi Adam.
Oy
Taharis. So it's mild. If you have a Kazayis, the person's Tomei, even though it's only
it's
in
hovering
motion.
Over, yeah, it's roofing doesn't matter. Over
the person, yeah. If Shizork Taharis Al Kazayis, all the way around, let's say I threw Taharis on top of a Kazayis. It's in motion.
Jumps over.
Adam asks my dog love. The suffix, when you have a suffix, I do not know. Did I mamas jump over it?
Or maybe
I. So part of my suffix is I was in motion.
Yeah.
So it's not just a suffix, did I come in contact with it? I was in motion. Oh, I was in motion. When you add that to the mix, you should not apply the laws of suffix to Mirusha Sayochid because I was in motion. Or it was in motion.
So he says, yeah, you're
Kamash Milan, Mace does not have this leniency. Only a sheret or a nevela.
Why Fish Matame Mamala Kilamata?
What does that mean? The hoil sense for whom itame shlebinigia. The reason why there's no dispensation, there's no leniency when it's in motion, is because the nature of this type of tumah is extremely chomor. Because this type of tumah can be tame even without direct contact.
Yeah.
Whereas a sheretz and a nevela, there's no such thing. The only way a sheretz and a nevela can contaminate a person is when touching. So since their tumah is lenient, it's lightweight. It's light.
And let's continue, Rashi. Hide the tani v'amal al pnei.
Now the tani v'amal al pnei atumah. There are extra words over here. V'amal al pnei atumah. Deloit sarich lemisli. You don't need to say that. Those words in the Brayos are unnecessary. Yemahil al pnei atoma doy tzoch lebisnei el chutz mikazayis min ames the hamayel of all he needed to say was a kazayis min ames and someone that was mahil olaf. Why do you have to go say the words v'hamal al pnei tumah? It's already included.
So
those words are extra to be marbe. This chumrah applies to a zav and a zava. Lasui zav is zava. Shemetam enami milamala. They're all kilamata. What do we mean? Be'evin mesama. Now let's clarify. If a zav or a zava hovers over food, does the food become tamei? If I have here food, this black thing is food. No such thing. If a zav and a zav is standing on top, is hovering on top, there's no tum. So what are you talking
only
about?
Only by mace, yeah.
Only by mace. There's no such thing as oil bite. There is one application of a zav and zav that's metame on top without touching. And that's called Bazun Rusuv Evan Masama. Do you realize how many sugis we've learned tonight?
What does Evan Masama mean?
Evan Masama means a stone that stays in one a very heavy stone. I don't know, I forgot the exact translation, that stays in one location.
A boulder, whatever.
That stays in one. So here's the chiddush. The chiddush over here is if a Zov sits, you have a piece of food. Piece of food. Here's the food. On top of the food, you put Evan Masama. And now a zav.
You put a stone over there.
Yeah, on top of the food.
Right.
You have a piece. You have a matzah. Top of the matzah, you put down a stone on top of the matzah. Right. And now on top of that matzah, a zav sits down.
Top of the stone.
It's a stone. Is the zav adding any weight to the matzah? No. The stone weighs so much. The amount of weight that the zav adds to the weight on the matzah is nothing. It's nothing. You have a piece of matzah, and you put down a stone that weighs 1,000 pounds. So if the zav sits down on it, his 125 pounds is not adding anything to the weight. It's already, once you get to 1,000 pounds, whatever, it's called an evan mesama, a stone that one person is not able to lift on his own. It's halacha l'moshe l'sinai, that if a zav and zav shemetam and nami milamala kilamata evan mesama, shem yoshav zav alho evan.
Yeah.
If a zav sits down, it's a very interesting sugi in shas.
And under that is
evan mesama.
Okay.
The ala kalim. A zav sits down alo evan, the ala kalim, the ala adam. Shem b'soich habar. Let's see what he says over here. Let's see. Is that a stone? Or now, what's the oisei? Let's see the oisei. What's the oisei on the side over here? The oisei. Where on the oisei is on top. She'al. Okay, this is the mistake. The stone is now currently resting upon a utensil.
Okay.
There's a utensil on the ground. On top of the utensil is a massive stone. Or on the ground is a human being.
And there's a stone on top.
And there's a stone on top of him. How could that possibly be? It'll be crushed. The person will be crushed. So the
it means
person,
the person is in the pit. In the bar.
Is in a pit. And the top of the pit is sealed with an Evan Mesama.
Right, right.
And now a Zav comes along and he sits down on the Evan Mesama.
So the Allah is Nitma.
So the Bar Tachas Levin. Nitmech Adam Yakelim Kimoba Maga Atzmai. This is Nisht, the din of Oihel. It's a Bazundra din. A Bazundra din of Evan Mesama. Evan Mesama, guy's in a pit, and the pit is sealed with a massively large stone that cannot be moved by one person, and a Zav comes and sits down on top of that stone, automatically the Zav, the person inside,
as if
he's like a dead body, the Zav is a dead body.
Right,
a unique halacha. No, it's very bizarre halacha.
The
other way around. Let's say the Zav is milamata in the pit, and on top of the Zav's head, sealed in there is the Evan Masama. And now Ishtar sits down.
Same thing.
He becomes Tameh. The Tameh goes up.
So what do you see from here? Yeah,
so therefore, let's say you have a Suffolk in this case. Let's say you have a Suffolk. Now let's explain. The Ato Yosef, Al Evan Masama. So this, now let's say you have a Suffolk, if this thing kind of happened. But the Suffolk is where the Tohar was passing on top of the stone. It was in motion.
Okay.
So
he jumped over.
Well, you do that. He jumped over. He jumped over.
Or he threw whatever.
Or the other way around. You have an ishtar that's in underground, and there's a stone that seals him in there. Evan Masama. And a zav. You have a suffix. Did the zav jump over that stone?
Yeah.
So there are two leniences. Number one, it's a suffix.
Yeah.
Number two, Even if he did happen, he was in motion.
So the halacha says if he sat on it, then he becomes
tameh. It's in motion. So do we say that the zav follows the rule of asheres?
We don't say that.
And which will be lenient when it's in motion? Or do we say it applies with a dead body?
So it has a din of tameh's base.
And tameh, we plug a dead body.
Murdik.
So, this
so what's the pshat? Malik lamata? It has what? So let's go back.
That's why it says those extra words in the Braisa. When it says Mahil ala Tameh, you mean Mahil ala
Tameh,
Larube, what is it coming to refer to? Those words are superfluous. Yeah. Those words are coming to be Marbe, the case of a Zov Zova.
Kilamata, what do you mean? Kilamata? Kilamata?
That's like Chodom Shematame Milamala Kilamata. Anything that's
just like a dead person's Milamala.
That's by a dead body. A dead body is Matame Milamata Kilamata. A Zov is also Matame Milamala Kilamata.
Oh, a dead person's, it doesn't make a difference. The message is
right,
above the person or under the person.
It doesn't make a difference. And so.
Same thing, the Zov also comes.
Also, it's also Matame Milamala. Where? A Zov is not a dead body. Where's the hechatim of zavis matama milamala kilamata evim esamo? So therefore, he's in motion. Even though he's in motion, he's okay, in the chomer.
Shkoy. Wow.
Yeah.